You are invited to visit the Stream Globe online radio. The link is streamglobe.radio. That is www.streamglobe.radio. You will find the link at the end of every devotional text. This online radio is a 24-hour radio service filled with edifying sermons, edifying Christian music, talk shows, and of course, Stream Globe devotional. Stream Globe online radio has been optimized to minimize internet data consumption. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Devices of the Devil Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I have just read from the King James Version. Samson failed because of his inability to control his strength. But the devil can also take advantage of our weaknesses. That was what happened in the life of Judas. Judas was one of the 12 disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was given to him by reason of election to sit on one of the 12 most powerful thrones in the kingdom. See Luke chapter 22 verse 30. What a privilege it was. But his inability to subject his weakness to Christ's strength led him to hell and his position given to another. See Acts chapter 1 verse 20. What was this weakness? It was the love of money. You can see that the devil can take advantage of your strengths or weaknesses when you don't subject them to the power of Christ. You can only do valiantly through Christ, because even depending on your own strength is fruitless. No wonder Apostle Paul says, "My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I am what I am by the grace of God." See 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10. This is the place you must come to. That place where you depend on Christ's strength to do all things. It is at this place that you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. Go into today depending on God's strength in everything you do. He promises to help you. See Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Commit your weakness to God today and his strength will take over. Pray like this. Pray for grace to be subject to God. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalm 140 to 142. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. Psalm 140 to 142.
Psalm 140 for the director of music, a Psalm of David.
Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent, who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, "You are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence."
Psalm 141, a Psalm of David.
I call to you, Lord! Come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. That is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. That is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say,
"As one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave."
But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety.
Psalm 142, a Maskil of David when he was in the cave, a prayer.
I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see. There is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me, because of your goodness to me.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.